Cue the music there, Egan.
Oh, yeah.
It comes in hot.
It does come in hot. And it's... we don't have a sponsor for it today?
What?
No sponsor? Well, oh, there we do. It's up here today.
Somewhere else on the show
sheet. It's brought to you by Dietz & Watson, proud sponsor of the National Night Out, Tuesday, August 7th, Harry.
Yeah.
Visit nationalnightout.org for details. Pat's got the nooner. How are you, Pat?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. This really sounds ready to go.
That was disingenuous, to say the least.
Yeah. What do you mean it was disingenuous?
You didn't sound great. You sound like you're not great.
No, I'm pumped. Present beautifully here. Let's go.
All right.
This is an audition.
Yeah.
Can I start it, or do you want to sit here and talk about it?
Now we got him going. All right.
Do you want to interrupt me every 5 minutes?
Go ahead.
Parents reward their kids with the good stuff.
That's kind of the format here.
All right. Enough.
Yes.
Parents reward their kids with the good stuff. So when growing up, being rewarded for good behavior is a must, whether it be an allowance, candy, or an activity they enjoy doing, it can all be wielded by parents to get their kids in line. Enter Susan Glasscock and Melissa Burton, a handsome couple who have revolutionized the reward game by rewarding their kids with weed.
What is the problem?
Well, according to police, the authorities were called on Glasscock and Burton after the two got into a screaming match at a store. The couple end up pinning the boy to the ground where he punched Glasscock in the face to get away, screaming at her.
Because I'm about to tear into your ass.
Well, the boy's grandfather says that he was poorly taken care of, and the boy himself says the couple had taught him to roll joints and has been grounded from weed.
Man.
After the couple took... After the couple took Bong Marley from him, the boy was heard yelling,
"Let me be happy!"
Both women admitted to giving the boy weed as a reward. They now face felony charges. If you head on over to our Twitter account...
Where is this? What state?
It's America.
Oh, it is?
I don't know how old the boy is.
No.
If you head on over to our Twitter account...
A lot of good research here.
At night, every article didn't say how old the boy was. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. I kind of like the geographical reference.
Yeah. It was in the South.
South.
Yeah, let's just make it up. It was in the South. You're not going to fact check it, so it was in the South.
Somebody else will.
If you head on over, I'm sure they will. If you head on over to our Twitter account, at 975middays, you can check out their photos.
You're reading this story like the words are going to disappear on the page.
If I don't get it done quick enough, you sit there and say, "I can't follow this kid. I can't do it.
Now, he makes a good point. That's a good point. All you want to do is sit around and fire drops. Why don't you listen to the damn story?
I'm trying to, but he's like reading it like,
here we go.
Like he's getting erased.
It's never good enough with him. It's never good enough.
I understood every word.
I know, but it's like he's reading it like the words are like, remember in Back to the Future? When the picture is disappearing of...
Yes.
Nobody cares about movies.
It's like the ink is disappearing and he's in a race for time.
Yes.
Get the word. If I don't read this in 38 seconds, then it's gone for good.
Right.
Yeah, next. Well, if I don't read it in 38 seconds, you
I was
in.
Just sitting back diligently listening.
I bet you were.
To the story.
Moving on.
Oh, my God.
Soccer fans, stick it to Sweden. So anyone who's ever seen the movie...
Dylan do the rest
Jesus
of the news?
Christ.
Stop
here we
now.
Go.
Now
here we go.
I've had enough of
now
you.
Now I got to speed through. I only had 3 seconds for that story.
See?
Anyone who's ever seen the movie Green Street Hooligans knows that soccer fans can get rowdy, and there's nothing better than celebrating a win by throwing it in the loser's face. Sometimes, though, the only place to do that is a place where you can pick up a coffee table and a meatball dinner for $3. So after England defeated Sweden 2-0 over the weekend to advance in the World Cup, English fans didn't quite know how to celebrate. So a select few fans headed to the local IKEA and trashed it.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah,
really?
The fans jumped from cheap bed set to cheap bed set, throwing things and chanting the English fight song. As horrified employees looked away, the total cost of the estimated damage was roughly $78.26.
My God.
Wow. Yeah, I saw it. They were in there going nuts in the IKEA.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Have you ever gone to IKEA before? Were you an IKEA man?
No, I'm not an IKEA man, but I've been in IKEA. I went and helped a buddy one time, not too long ago, pick up like some sort of a table that he had purchased there.
Yeah.
And little did I know that he wanted me to not only help lift it, but help assemble it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about IKEA stuff. It's easy to assemble.
Yeah, this wasn't very easy.
No. It's not that hard. It's pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just gotta...
You follow the direction.
I have no interest.
And the little donkey wrench they give you.
Yeah, I know.
It kills your
hand.
Like
a little Allen wrench or something.
The food's not bad there.
You need... What?
Well, they have meatballs, right?
Like, they have a whole, like, little dining area, and the food is so cheap, but it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
It's like on the way out, right?
Yeah. It's in my price range. I suggest it. All right, last story. Pastor Pistol tries to smite his ex-wife. So a good sermon can really make the church-going experience. Preacher's words can be captivating and leave you thinking that Jesus guy was friggin' all right. But even preachers get distracted by the audience, and that's exactly what happened in Alabama as Thomas Luther was just trying to teach the good book when he spotted his future ex-wife.
But that's okay.
Well, it wasn't okay. And it might have been okay, but the Harlequin showed up with her dad, and that just sent Luther through through the roof. It became quite clear that the congregation that Luther was no longer the
king in his kingdom.
As he started ranting and raving at his ex-wife and his father-in-law. The parishioners tried to talk him down, but Luther elected to take another route and tried to take his handgun out of his holster. He was unsuccessful, apprehended, arrested, and charged on terroristic threats.
Said future ex-wife.
Yeah.
So it was his current wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're filing.
All right.
Yeah, they're in a relationship, but it's complicated.
Okay.
Is he licensed in our state?
See, when you
he's not.
When you said that, the future ex-wife, and she showed up with someone else, I was thinking that she was underage, Alabama.
Yeah.
And that he was...
No, she showed up with her dad.
Well, yeah.
So she shows up at this guy's sermon,
mm-hmm.
distracting him.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get the father-in-law, and nobody really likes their father-in-law, so that, you know, it's just distracting.
Now, you're speaking from your own experience.
No, I like my father-in-law. He's all right.
Make this real confusing.
Loiter said, quote, things would have been different had Joe Cordell been licensed in this state.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, but other attorneys he knows are.
And that's your Nooner.
See, now you didn't even pay attention one word to that story.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, tight.
No,
yeah.
You didn't.
That's how I would describe the Nooner.
You
today.
Heard Alabama, and that was it.
I didn't even hear Alabama. Yeah, I just figured it was in the South, and he was making it up. That's all I know.
I made all those stories up.
Man.
Wow. I'd like to hear a Nooner of stories that you've made up.
Yeah.
I can totally fictional Nooner.
I think we both know that I can easily make something up.
Or what? Or stuff like really from your life, like your own Pat Egan reality.
Like you're not ready
like
for that.
Like late night trips to Applebee's.
Like you could develop some characters, you think?
Yeah. No characters. No.
You know, I'm not asking him to act it out.
No characters.
Can you do a fictional story tomorrow and we'll figure out which story is fictional?
Sure.
All right? So okay. He'll do three stories tomorrow for the Nooner.
So he's coming back tomorrow, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Allegedly.
Andrew's still in Lithuania.
Oh, okay.
Or wherever he's at, Luxembourg.
No, see, he was eating like a pig's ear?
Yeah, did you see that? He posted that on Twitter last night. He's sitting in front of this dish, which apparently is like a delicacy over there. And it's got this big, giant pig's ear on it.
And he's eating it.
Well, he wasn't eating it at the time. He was looking at it, kind of laughing.
He's eyeing it up?
Yeah. Oh, we got to find out if he actually ate it.
Can we leave him over there? So, Pat, tomorrow, three Nooner stories, and one of them will be totally made up by you. Not ripped from the headlines.
Yeah.
Just totally made up. And we'll have to figure out which story is made up.
All right, let me start drinking Mountain Dew and get on it.